Well, let's return now to that cabinet decision to increase sentences for knife-related crime. We were talking to Dr. Morgan McMonagall from University Hospital Waterford. I think we've established a connection again with you, Dr. McMonagall. Apologies for that. You are welcoming this decision by the government to increase sentences, but you've called for other measures in the past as well. What more would you like to see done?
Well, yes, I do think what Minister McNamee has done is a really positive step in the right direction for the entire country, because we've seen an increase in the number of seizures by An Garda Síochána, and we have seen some quite high-profile cases of knife crime being carried out in various centres around the country. I guess, from my point of view as a healthcare provider, while one will always want to support legislation and An Garda Síochána's role is for peace and justice, there's more to the reasons behind why someone carries an offensive weapon. And I do feel that as a society, it's not just Helen McEnany's role, as a society, we all need to address the reasons why a young person chooses to carry a knife. And even if they have not got the intent to use that knife, simply by carrying it in the environment that they're going to will increase their risk of being severely injured by between two and three times.
And is that,
compared to if they don't carry it?
I mean, is that supported by your own experience of treating victims of knife crime that very often perhaps they themselves were carrying a knife?
Yeah, we haven't been great in Ireland at really addressing the issues behind it. And this is definitely a positive step in that it now focuses, it puts a new focus, not just by the cabinet and the Oireachtas and the legislature on it, but for everybody should now refocus on it. It certainly has worked in various communities in larger metropolitan areas such as London. It's worked really well in Scotland, and something similar has worked really well in large urban areas of North America when it comes to gun crime. Mm-hmm. That you need, it's one thing punishing, but the responsibility goes further than that, and that you need to address the issues behind this. There's a very simple sort of concept that was described back in the 1970s called the Haddon, H-A-D-D-O-N matrix, that looked at what you can do before an event happens, what you can do to mitigate when an event happens, and then after an event. And in healthcare and in the justice system, we put so much money and effort into addressing issues after the issue has happened. And that's just the way of the world. Mm-hmm. Hospitals are the same. What we haven't been good at is looking at the pre-event interventions.
Right. I mean, one of the ideas that's been mooted, and I think it's been applied in Scotland, maybe elsewhere as well, is this question of an amnesty. So people can hand in knives, can hand in weapons, and no questions asked, but it's taken out of circulation.
Yeah, I think that's only a part of the chain. Amnesty has worked really well around the world, in Australia and in the UK when it comes to guns. Unfortunately, it tends to happen after a tragedy. Certainly in the greater Glasgow area, the police there have had various amnesties that have kick-started. Like, the amnesty on its own isn't enough. It kick-starts a new wave of tackling knife crime and interpersonal violence and unintentional injuries across the board. And so it on its own is not enough, but it's a good way to start it, because if you do an actual amnesty for knives within the community, it also kickstarts possibly community policing on a much more local level, which has been shown in various communities, certainly in the UK, to make a difference to young people entering a life of crime.
Right. Well, plenty of food for thought there, and perhaps there will be further developments on this. But for the moment, we leave it at that. Dr. Morgan McMonagall from Waterford, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.